All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin. So we're going to pick up page 123. Let's look at the second paragraph on 123. Remember again, we're in the midst of discussing this interesting statement of the Ramchal, where he says that if I'm breaking away from the peer group and ultimately trying to assert myself, if they disparage me, it's important to go ahead and respond in kind. It's important to go ahead and make a statement. And we discussed, or I should say respond. We discussed the idea, it's not the pshat that the response is a form of gaiva, it's not a form of arrogance. Rather, again, it's the idea that I'm trying to assert myself in a way that solidifies my position. That I'm indicating the idea that at the end of the day, I'm not going to back down, because sometimes when one takes a stand and then that stand is challenged by the peer group, sometimes it's only natural to want to kind of retract, rescind, and retreat. But by making a definitive statement, by responding back, in essence what I'm saying is, no, I'm entrenched in my position because I realize that it's right. Adam Sholeich, 123, middle of the page. Adam Sholeich, Lefia Torah, Zelo Ga'avasonos. A person who goes, a person who walks in accordance with the Torah, that's not chas v'shalom arrogance. Ata omer ani holich lefiat Torah. Person simply saying, look, this is what I do. I live my life in accordance with Torah. HaTorah hi achevra shali. Such a beautiful statement. The Torah is my chevra. Torah is my peer group. HaTorah omeres lo lahagila shenhara. Ata so sone osam lo ravitam lo kois. Ata lo musugol lo yochol ledaber lashon hara. Ata kam vaholich lo menasa lo revitam. So if the chevra speaking lashon hara, I say, look, if I have a choice between choosing this chevra or the chevra of Torah, I'm choosing the chevra of Torah. And the chevra of Torah says that I shouldn't speak lashon hara. So I get up and I leave. I'm not fighting, I'm not disparaging, I'm not putting anyone down. I'm just simply saying this is not the chevra for me. I have to get up and leave, I literally can't stay. I feel like I no longer belong. It doesn't make any sense that the standards and framework of my life should be established by others, should be established by the peer group. I have to establish the framework and the parameters of my life. Dugma no sefes. He gives an example. Im kulam medarb makadur galamon zan, ze vadai lo normali, ze timtum gamor. So he gives another example. Another example is, if people are speaking about sports all of the time, so here at Yerav Kashtiel says, he says, it's not normal. He says, it's not normal. It's interesting what he's saying. Is it usher? It's not usher. It's just not normal. It's that sports is a good thing. It's a recreation. It's a wonderful hobby. Something interesting. But Lamai said that it should be front and center of everything. I guess if somebody does it for a living, that's something different. But assuming that it's just a conversation topic, at the end of it, for it to be front and center, it's not normal. Zetimtum gomor. It represents that the priorities are fundamentally messed up. Yesh harbe dvarim barim ba'olam. So he's saying there are many important things in the world. V'zeh mamish lo berosh seder ha'adifius shalcha b'chayim. This is not on the top of the list of the things that are important. He says, mutar l'cha l'hachlit amata medaber. Now, listen to this idea. So here, the chevra that I'm in is always talking about sports. It's all they focus on. See, here's the problem. Is that usurs? No. It's certainly better than Lashon Hara or anything else, but it's a shayla of priorities. So what are the priorities in life? What's the major focus in life? What is it that's important in life? And if the chevra has this skewed level of priorities, then at the end of the day, it's not the right chevra for me. He says, Zen lo normali, it's not normal. It's timtum, it's not the way it's supposed to be. He says, and I have a choice to decide what I want to speak about. I have a choice to decide what I want to establish as my hierarchy in life. I don't have to go ahead and diminish them. I don't have to go ahead and chas v'shalom, go ahead and say anything negative to them. I just have to decide ultimately, again, this is not for me, and I remove myself to the side. So what happens? So when I get up, so obviously we know how this plays out. So I get up, I leave the chevra because I'm just not interested ultimately in what it is that they're doing. And so what's going to be their response? What? You can't speak with us. Right? You're too good for us. You're so from now. Page 124. Ta'akot osama chazar. So listen to this script. So when I try to get up, when I try to leave the chevra, because again, I feel this chevra is not good for me, and they're going to respond, what's the matter? You're too good for us. You're too from for us. You're such a tzaddik. So look at the Rav Kashtiel says 124. Ta'akot osama chazar. Here's the answer. The answer is, kishetalu es harama, ani yavo. When you lift the bar, I'll be back. I love you guys. I love you guys. You're all wonderful. And when you decide to create a different quality, social quality within the chevra, when you decide to lift the bar, absolutely I'll be back. When you decide to talk about different things, when you decide to act a different way, when you decide to go ahead and create a different priorities for your life, I'm here. I'm with you guys. I love you. But until that point in time, I'm out. Zeh shone me'aleitzan ki aleitzan lo mesugal. Now, boss, remember again, what we're describing over here, that inner strength to be able to take a stand, that inner strength to be able to say, this is not for me, this is the opposite of the letz. Remember again, the letz is someone who's simply unable to be introspective at all. He goes on, he says, Zenose acher, halitza lo misuga lekabel bikoris musoris. Remember, the letz, we spoke about the letz in depth, the letz is unable to go ahead and be introspective because he's cynical about everything. Remember, again, the way the letz goes ahead and often diffuses all situations that might require one to change or one to grow is cynicism. Cynicism, I will say, is a very powerful tool. Because what does cynicism do? Cynicism turns everything on its head. So if something serious comes up, if I could make like a cynical or snide comment about it, what it does is it's no longer important and no longer something that has to be acted upon. So what we're describing over here are two opposite personalities. The personality we're describing over here of the person who's able to stand up, take a stand, and say to the chevra, this is not right. I'm not telling you what to do. You guys will all decide what you want to do. But for me, this is not right. This is not the world I should be in. This is not the group I should be in. These are not the things I should be doing. This is the polar opposite of the letz. Because the letz, when confronted with realities that tell him he's doing the wrong thing, he's living the wrong way, he's in the wrong group, what does he do? He cracks a joke. I have to say, you know, humor is a very powerful tool. And it could be an incredible, incredible, incredible gift. It could also literally be the very thing that undermines me in life. Because if everything is a joke, if everything is just a cynical comment, then at the end of the day, then Lamai said, there's no way to grow, there's no way to move. He goes on, he says, so the letz literally is, avapo zimashu acher, atalom afteach tzinis bechaim, I'm not going ahead. In this case, I'm not being cynical at all. Avama, im achevra halo regisha, halo achrois yoredes alecho, atatzorach lios msuga lahashiv tshuva. But at the end of the day, if the chevra is not feeling, if the chevra is not doing what it needs to do in order to go ahead and move itself forward, then I need to do what I have to do ultimately to get myself to the right place. Vatshuva lo b'shvil of goa, hatshuva hi b'shvil cha. Ata omed, ata lo saloi, chazaktas atzmecha, asisek etzas chozek pnimi, ze chashuv mod. So we'll say, this is a very, very important yisod. So ultimately, again, what Rav Kashtiel is saying is the following, is that Lamaisa, there are times, we spoke about this yesterday, there are times in life where you have to respond, and there are times in life where you have to be silent. There are times, like Shlomo Aleph says, right? Eis ledaber ve'eis lishtok, right? There's a time, ultimately, again, where I'm supposed to not respond to things that are said to me, but there are other times when I'm supposed to respond. So wherein lies that distinction? How do I know when to respond, when to remain silent? So the Ramchal posits that the barometer is the following. If I realize that I'm right, and I realize that I'm solid in my position, and I realize that my ashkafas, my approach, everything is solid, there's no need to respond. However, if I realize that I myself am a bit shaky, and I myself need the chizuk to be able to take the stand that I need to, then under those circumstances, says Ramchal, sometimes best to respond, not to give the other a shtach, chas v'shalom, not to give, not to take the wind out of the other sails, but to go ahead and be mechazik myself just a little bit. But let's go a little bit weiter. Have az kan amer. Chipes esgara noaz. Baal derech says, here is zichron l'racha. Have az kan amer. This is actually very interesting. So this is what Chazal said when they said, be bold, 124 in the middle section. Be bold like a leopard. What does it mean, be bold like a leopard? But say, let's just read one statement over. Ma ze az kan amer, hamefarshim, shelo yishana mitnei hamaligim alav. So we'll say, this is the opening sif in the Kitzer, in Simen Aleph, Sif Aleph, the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, where the Kitzer quotes Yehuda ben Tema, and Yehuda ben Tema is the one who identifies all of the different qualities of the animals that we should try to assimilate within ourselves. And one of the things that he says is, be bold like a leopard. What's the pshat, be bold like a leopard? He says, shelo yishana mitnei hamaligim alav. Don't change what you have to do because of people who are making fun of you, because of people who are disparaging. In other words, that at the end of the day, do what you have to do and don't worry about what it is that anyone else is saying. I will say, we'll stop over here with this, we'll pick up with this on Monday, Mir Tashem. Understand, there's a little bit of a double-edged sword. You know, sometimes, if everybody's making fun of you, if everybody's disparaging, you have to make sure that what it is that you're doing is correct. Because sometimes the reason why everyone's here and I'm over here is because I'm doing the wrong thing. Then I have to do the cheshbon nefesh and I have to go ahead and readdress what I'm doing. But sometimes I'm doing the right thing, but everyone else is just disparaging because everyone else is just disparaging. In those moments, Yehuda ben Tema says, Have as kanamed, the leopard, as we will learn on Monday. We're going to learn a whole lot about the leopard. It's exciting. I'm giving you something to look forward to. So we're going to see the leopard doesn't care about what anyone says or what anyone thinks. The leopard does what he knows he needs to do. Yehuda ben Tema is a very admirable quality in the animal kingdom that should be assimilated into the human kingdom. When I know what I need to do, sometimes a person just has the koach to search forward, has the koach to accomplish what it is that they know needs to be done. All right, so stop over here. We'll pick up on Monday.